Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night.
Yeah, every night.
And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
I have not.
The summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time.
Sing!
This highway does not know my name, and I don't care.
No, I don't care.
Headed my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
Right to the hook, right?
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Budget live, not so live. Hey, hello, you bunch of low lifers. Sound effects. Yeah, That sounds like some stuff's really fixing to go down right there. That one. I needed that back in the day when I was really stirring the pot with stuff, and everybody, I was getting all kind of hate mail. Hot take time. That's actually the new, this is actually the new Cox Watch button. Look at this. Bassmaster Classic. John's lovely bride, Melissa, said, hey, my husband wanted to make sure that you got this. And so I'm rocking my JC shirt today. And I hope all you lowlifers well. This is the podcast for Tuesday, March the 8th. And it's good to be back in the bar and grill. The classic was a blur. It was a good time. More of a blur than anything. Not a lot of sleep. Not a lot of no rest for the wicked at the Bassmaster Classic. And hopefully everything looks how it's supposed to. When I take all this stuff out of here, when I come back, it's like, where does this go? Where does this go? So back in the bar and grill. And hope all of you that were at the classic are rested up. And I decided to jump on here and do a podcast, even though I posted up the live podcast we did from the Express Boats booth. It went up yesterday on March the 7th, but I decided to do just kind of a post-classic ramble. I got home late Sunday night, like midnight, and just freaking out of it all day pretty much yesterday. Watched some Dustin Connell winning the BPT down there at Smith yesterday. Did that late on the couch, to be honest, more than anything. But decided to do one as I'm fixing to get in the truck and leave again to go on another trip for TH Marine. I'm running crazy right now, man. The last 3 weeks have been just wide freaking open. And you know, it is what it is. Gonna go do that, get back home, and then next week, me and the boys go to Gros Savant down there in Louisiana, do some bass snatching, hopefully. So it's all worth it. It's all worth it in the end, but tired, not gonna lie. But decided to do a Tuesday podcast just with everything going on, man. And you know, I'll be just straight up out of the jump here. No guest today. Didn't get one nailed down. Christy is freaking busy. I'm sure he's you know, he's probably doing plenty of stuff. But I reached out, he and I talked. Couldn't get him lined up in the time that I could record. So we are we're flying solo today, but gonna run our mouth about a few things and then head on up to St. Louis for a little bit of work. But first of all, I want to thank each and every one of you that came up to me at the expo. There were a lot of lowlifers there shaking StarTron bottles in the StarTron booth, over in the TH booth, over in the Garmin booth. Came out, we had a little, I called it a meetup. We didn't do a live podcast, obviously, or play music this year. And just, you know, we kind of hung out. And there were some folks showed up. We had a good time. And short and sweet. But next year in Knoxville, I'm already working on it. Already having some crazy conversations. And I actually got some really wild ideas next year, one of which might not come to fruition just because of logistics. But gosh almighty, it would be a pretty freaking good time. But it's always a pleasure, you know, week after week after week. And this is what I told so many of you that I met. I hit record, I do this, and I won't lie, man, sometimes through some of the stuff that we've been through together, I feel like over the past 5 years, drama or, you know, it was crazy, like relationships ending and things that I'm public with, you know, it gets frustrating at times like this, it can, and it feels a little monotonous some days, and you get in here and every single message that you guys send me or every single comment always means so much. But when you see somebody in person and they're like, man, every week on Monday, I look forward to hearing your weed eater sounding voice, man, it means so much. I hope y'all realize that it, and the same goes for, you know, like Matt at BTL and so many folks that, you know, or YouTubers, you know, my buddy Bradley Hallman, I've witnessed people come up to him and be like, man, your fishing videos, or Fat Cat, his post, like seeing people interact with these friends of mine. And cause we're a bunch of weirdos, man. We get in our little groups, and you don't know, man, you see people are listening and watching or whatever, but it's so cool to actually talk to the people that enjoy what you do. So thank you to each and everyone. There are too many of you to name. A lot of you I had not got to meet before, but I felt like I knew. And then the OG lowlifer, Justin Lear. I always know Justin. Justin, you can't see it right now. It's hidden behind the banner, but he brought me a really cool gift a few years ago. Justin and I have a similar story, losing our mothers to terrible cancer. And I got to see Justin again and down there, and he brought me some hand-painted crankbaits. Super cool. Another OG lowlifer, Jamie Sizemore, was there posing as Bill Lowen. That's a story for another day. But good to see people. And like I said, too many of y'all to name, to say the least. But awesome. Thank you very much. I know I normally say thank you at the end, and I will. I will always do that. But for me to look around and be getting to do a podcast with, you know, Justin Martin from Duck Dynasty, which was a show that I watched with Hudson when he was little. And it was something Hudson was, it was our deal, man. And we'd sit in my recliner, and he was just a little thing, man. And we'd watch it every time it came on, and for many years. And you know, I've had the pleasure through all this to get to know Justin a little bit and those guys, and to have him in the Express Boats booth doing a podcast, and guys like Bill Owen and John Sokup and my buddy Fat Cat and freaking Rory Herndon, the president of Express, and Doug Miller, all these folks that care about what I do and are just really cool people. And it's surreal, man, to be in the middle of the Bassmaster Classic Expo running my mouth through speakers. I don't know. I remember being running through there with my mom and my dad as a 12-year-old getting autographs, and it's surreal, man. So it's always coming home from there is always just a lot of emotion, and so I just want to say thank you. That was a big long thank you, but thank you for tuning in every week. Thank you for freaking following all the insanity. Thank you for following MPFL. It's awesome. So I want to open with that this week. Just it means more than you guys realize. Leave it at that. But want to thank some other folks real fast, and we're gonna jump into the meat. Just some classic rambling here, but got to thank the people that support the show. It never hit. It's same thing there. We talk a lot, we text a lot, we email a lot, but when we get in person at these events, it's overwhelming how much these people actually support what we have going on as lowlifers. So first things first, Startron, kicking ethanol in the teeth, in your weed eater, in your chainsaw, in your side-by-side, most importantly, in that outboard engine. A lot of y'all were shaking your Startron this past weekend at the Bassmaster Classic. I was over there in the booth with those guys, and they supported the live in the Express booth with a ton of product. Gave a lot of product, and they're just good people supporting the industry. They sponsor Bassmaster, they sponsor BPT, they sponsor a lot of anglers, they sponsor a lot of television shows. Support the people that support this fine industry. And one thing I will tell you, as gas is skyrocketing, obviously, if I never see another Instagram post of a gas pump again, it'll be too soon. But it's going through the roof. That ethanol free is even further through the roof. Don't run that crap. Buy old regular gas, use you some Startron, kick ethanol in the teeth of Startron. We appreciate those folks. Baitworks, got to hang with the Baitworks boys a little bit. They were roaming around down there, Drew and the gang, down at the Bassmaster Classic. Didn't have a booth. They will have a booth at Red Crest, though, a big 40 by 40, from what I understand, selling tackle. So if you're going to be in Tulsa, you're going to be there. You're going to want to make sure you go check that out. I don't think my code will work there. But you can try it. Go to the register, and then people running the register may be like, I don't know what Duncan Dash 10 means. But Baitworks, man, great online tackle retailer. They've got it. If they don't have it, they've got it coming in, and they are constantly trying to evolve and add more and more and more things to that site. Talked about that this weekend with those guys. So get on there, check it out. Use code Duncan Dash 10 at Bait-Works.com. Show them you're a lowlifer. I get the emails every time y'all use that code, and I'm getting a lot of them, and it means the world. So Duncan-10 at Bait-Works. A lot of dashes. We appreciate Baitworks. And last but not least, holy freaking crap, hang the banner. And I mean the banner, the freaking Bassmaster Classic banner, Express Boats. What? Hang on. Oh my gosh. Bass. Hang on, one more. Hang on, we got one more. I mean, Bassmaster Classic champ vessel right there. What? Aluminum wins the freaking Bassmaster Classic, dude. I am knowing those people. I talk about them all the time. They're family. They're not sponsors. They're not friends. They're family. And that goes from everybody, from the plant manager to the freaking sales manager to the daggum marketing manager, Clay, to right to El Presidente himself, Rory, his awesome wife and kids. They're great people. And I got involved. I've known them for years, but being involved with them on a sponsor level for the last year and seeing things going for them, two blue trophies, freaking two MPFL trophies, and now the Bassmaster Classic. Man, I was emotional, dude. When for Jason, for his lovely fiance Shanna that I work with there at TH Marine, lots of emotions coming out, knowing how bad they want it, and I'll get into that. But for Express, man, they had a pro staff. Rory talked about, go watch the live. We opened the show with Rory there, and they had a pro staff back in the day, but then they went away, and then they kind of revamped it. And it's just so cool to see good things happening to good people. And Caleb Summerall, another guy, Bill Lowen, of course, you know, failed to make the Classic this year by a little bit, but man, they're getting it done. They're getting it done, and it's really cool to be a part of it and be in that environment. And so hats off to them, and I just want to thank them for the support. I would tell you, if you get a chance, go ride in one. but you might not get a chance. It's like I text Rory and say, buddy, you are at the front and center of this bass fishing world more than ever. I hope you got plans on expanding because, man, you're not going to be able to build enough X21s, I have a feeling. You know, these boats are they're something else, man. So Express Boats, Hot Spring, Arkansas. I can't talk. It's the exhaustion. Hot Springs, Arkansas, building excitement since 1966. The original all-welded aluminum bass boat, high-performance bass boat, and so thankful to be a part of that. All right. Okay. I can't help. I only got that in there like one time at the live, and I was upset with myself for doing so. All right, we've rambled for a while now, and here we go, Bassmaster Classic. So, actually, let me back up. First thing I want to say is congrats. I just saw this yesterday. I actually saw it during the BPT broadcast. I got to watch a good bit of that yesterday for the first time in a while, and they brought up the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame inductions 2022, and I had not seen this, but congrats to Steve Quinn, of course, the late, great Lonnie Stanley, getting inducted, our brother that we miss dearly, Aaron Martins, Dewey Kendrick, long time Bassmaster tournament trail tourney director there before the man Trip Weldon. And then last but not least, dadgum Kathy Fennell from FLW. And Miss Kathy, I reached out to Kathy yesterday, and she's one of my favorite people that I've ever had the pleasure of working with in this industry. She's a very sweet person. And she has done a lot for bass fishing, and she's been the figurehead of that FLW, now MLFLW, brand for a very long time. And her son Daniel works for them, obviously Pro Circuit. They're great people that I'm proud to know, and it's cool to see her getting the recognition that she deserves. So congrats to Miss Kathy on that, and the rest of the inductees on that. And pretty cool deal, really cool deal. All right, Bassmaster Classic. Thoughts, takeaways, things that happened. So, first of all, again, just could not be happier for Jason and Shanna. Funny story. So, Shanna, his fiance, in the TH Marine booth with me all day pretty much on Sunday. And Shanna's a dear friend, and she works for TH and has for quite a while. And so... I've known Jason for a while, but then knowing her like I do, I'm involved in their goings on all the time. Like I know, you know, whether it's him winning at Sabine and what it meant, or him coming back to the elites and fighting through the opens to do so. Like I get these stories, you know, and it's real cool. And I feel like I've been there for a lot of it. And in the booth with her on Sunday, you know, and it opened my eyes to a lot. So I'll tell a story. Is because, you know, I was fishing FLW Marissa, the triple threat, always would say it drives me crazy when they don't have coverage, or, and this is before they had any kind of tracking system or anything. She's like, I have no idea what you got or what's going on. She's like, I stay so stressed all day long. And it's funny. I've never got to witness that really. And being in the booth with her, we got there about 9 on Sunday and he only had 2 fish. And he had a limit every day by that point, and she was a wreck. And she was a wreck all day. And I kept telling her, I don't know whether to hug you or stop talking to you about it. And refresh, Bass Track, refresh. And we all were, even when we weren't within earshot of her, we were refreshing Bass Track and just fingers crossed for them. And, you know, Jason's parents got to go, and they're getting older, and she was talking about how important it was for Jason. That was one of the reasons he, you know, besides the obvious storylines of pulling that off, is that just with them in attendance, that it's Hartwell, that it's where it, you know, slipped away from him last time. And she was, you know, her just overall emotion being like, oh my God, is it happening again? And it was a long day. It was, but I got to see that side, what our loved ones go through. And that doesn't matter if you're a professional angler or you're a fireman or you're just whatever. Our spouses, if they support you at all, and hopefully you've got one that does, you know, significant others, spouses, fiancés, whatever, they go through it with us. And, you know, and I've seen that a little bit with Marissa, with some of my craziness, even with the podcast. They go through it with us and they hurt with us and they love with us and they laugh with us and they're so proud with us when things happen. But seeing that, it was really special. And honestly, she left the booth about 3, show quit at 4, shut down at 4. And I started driving home. Of course, his bass track was way off. And I'm sure she gave him a stern talking to over that. But we thought Welcher or Stetson had it, just like the rest of the world. And I was driving home, and I couldn't get the video to pull up on my phone for whatever reason. The way is, I was watching the leaderboard a little bit there and refreshing it. And honest to God, I really didn't think he had it. And I was talking to people on the phone, and guys were talking to guys at the tanks and backstage. And, you know, we all just assumed, and there were about five or six of us there talking, that Stetson or Kyle, right? And when Kyle took the lead, I actually pulled my phone up, was at a freaking gas station, and was going to send him a text. Like, damn, dude, you know, because I'm blown away by Kyle Welcher. I think he's, you guys have heard me talk about him before, had him on the show. He's an incredible young man, and he's gonna go a long, long, long ways in this deal. Just starting to come into his own. And I was sending him this big text, like, you know, and then it refreshed again and Christy won. And I was like, what? And so, sorry, Kyle, I backed out of that text. And I have texted Kyle since, but just mind blowing, man. And to win by just a few ounces, it just, so everything working together. But when I started seeing the pictures of them on stage together, Shanna and Jason, and you know what, and you've been there all day long and you know that emotion just spilling out. It was cool, man. So freaking cool. So congratulations, Jason, Christy. Then you get the other stories. Then you get the other stories. You know, there's always the focus. It's only the winner, right? That's what everybody says. It's a winner-take-all deal. Nobody cares who finished second or third. But I think it's such a strong story that Kyle hung in there toe-to-toe with him. You know, they're tied for the lead going in the final day of the biggest tournament of their lives, really. And but a guy that – and Kyle's going to get so many more chances. But a guy that I think does not get the recognition he deserves really in the sport. And I don't think he ever has. And I think maybe – I think he does with a certain with a lot of people. I shouldn't say he doesn't get the recognition he deserves, but this guy, he's just quiet and puts his head down and really just catches them all the time. And you just assume he's just going to be in the Classic every year, or like back in the day in the Forest Wood Cup, RIP, Forest Wood Cup. Stetson Blaylock. Stetson is just, I mean, dude, he's just always around, and he's having a phenomenal year this year. I think back-to-back top 10s, if I'm not mistaken on that, and then with on the elites and then the Classic. And nobody, I mean, dude, he's right there, one of those guys. I mean, obviously, Christy Dew's paid for years and had the rug yanked out from under him so many times, but, dude, Stetson's a guy, like, he's, and he's young, a little bit younger than me, but he's young, and he's due. He got some great Forest Wood Cups. He's had this is the second top five at a Classic he's had, and you hurt for those guys not winning as well. And that's what people are like, oh, you want to win? Or I think so much of so many people in this sport, and I know what they go through behind the scenes so much that it's hard to just pull for one, you know, just be happy for one or whatever. But just, he's a great guy with a great family. His wife, Lindsay, the kids, they're great people, man. And I sent him a text. I'm like, hey, man, I know this is not how you wanted this to go, obviously, but you should be really proud of who you are and what you are in the sport. And he's a good dude. So hats off to, and so many other guys. You know, Justin Hammer had a great event. There were Swindle. Gerald had a great event. Just didn't, you know, kind of ran out of steam towards the end. And, you know, we're all, the whole fishing world is pulling for Gerald all the time. But so many guys had great tournaments there. Some surprisingly, you know, BP, like Paulnick, not making the cut. There were some surprises there with that as well, with the tournament. But just a really it was a great classic, man. If you were there, you know the vibe. It was a very, very positive experience. No negativity, no drama. Was very people, the fans that were there were glad to be there. The companies that were there were glad to be there. We do have this, it's like this fog's been lifted off of us with COVID kind of seeming to go wherever it's going and all that. And it was good. It was just, damn, it was good to just feel normal and hug necks and shake hands. It was good. It was good. It was, I think they said they broke attendance records again. I think they do every year, but certainly a lot of people there. Certainly a lot of people, and Knoxville will just be just as crazy next year. So if you get a chance, if you've never been, man, do yourself a favor. I was talking, my boys have never been to a Bassmaster Classic. I was actually talking to them about it this morning, and they got to come to Knoxville. I'm like, you guys have just got it. You got to experience it. You got to experience it. And so wanted to share some of that with you, the personal side of it, seeing that. Because everybody's like, oh, well, what bait did he catch him on? Or, man, oh, yeah, Jason, he finally seals the deal. But you take all of this away, and we are just like everybody with families and worries and stress and there's just so much more to life than all this. And it was cool to be there seeing her living through him out on the water and hurting for him, thinking he was struggling and having a bad day. And then for him to come in, win it in dramatic fashion. It was very cool. Very cool. So congrats to Mr. Christie. Well-deserved. The Big Indian, as Wesley Strader refers to him. And his crew. Awesome, awesome week. And congrats to everybody that had a good event there. It was a special one. All right, moving on. So something else we'll touch on that was very, I don't know, man. You know, we had 3,000 people at the launches every morning. It was just like this just big, big classic. And it was strange, man. And I mean, by what I'm fixing to say, I mean I absolutely no shade whatsoever with this. But it was, I really wish BPT hadn't scheduled on top of the classic. I really do, man. I hated that there was another major event going on while the classic was going on. And I've said it before, the classic is the classic is the classic is the classic. It doesn't matter what you're doing somewhere else. Most of the eyes are on the classic. Now, granted, were we standing around checking score tracker and seeing who was? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think MLF did a disservice to their anglers by scheduling it that way. Most of their anglers might not see it that way. I don't know. I'm sure Dustin is completely happy he was there, right? And huge congrats to Dustin on a freaking great event. And Jordan Lee and Michael Neal and all them boys. Wesley's my boy, Strader, making the top 10. Stacked freaking top 10. Was happy to watch it yesterday. Jesse Wiggins getting him a top 10. But I do, I hate that, man. I hate that we're there. We're far enough in, you know, and hearing JT and Marty refer to it yesterday, I mean, we're 3.5 years into this, to the BPT existing, right? And it's a thing, and it's those guys are there, and they're doing what they do, but I do hate it. I understand why they do it. I just think unless you're going to have your, like, Red Crest Championship on top of the Classic to try to just directly compete, having a regular event, you're only hurting your anglers. It's just my opinion. The anglers may not feel that way, and that's fine. But I hate it, man, because you could have the best event of your life, and maybe people don't. And look, maybe the people that are at the Classic might not watch it. I don't know. I do know that even with all the bullcrap talk, most people, even the utmost Major League Fishing haters out there, that come up and want to talk to me about it all the time, they're still watching. But I feel like when you do it on a week of the classic, especially with the Christie story and all that, like you're just hurting your anglers. And maybe their views were better than they've ever. I don't know. I'm not privy to that information, obviously. But it was weird. It was just a strange week. And I want to give a shout out to a couple guys. And if there were more, I'm sorry, but Cody Meyer and Ish Monroe didn't make the cut at Smith. Came to Greenville, worked the classic. They were there roaming around, pulling double duty. And so hats off to those guys. And I know I talked to Ish for a while, and it's cool to see, man. We got to – and look, I'm one to talk, right? Like I was very and still am opinionated of a lot of things, but I never wanted it to fail. And I've said that the sport of fishing doesn't need it to fail. And I think if you look at it from that angle, then you're wrong. But I do wish some of the divide that we could chill out with some of it a little bit. I know that sounds weird coming from me, but I was happy to see Ish and Cody there and get to hug their necks, talk to them a little bit, congrats to Connell again. Spotted Bass, freaking he knows how to catch them jokers. Now normally he's catching them on that Coosa River, a little bit different setup than Smith, but it's cool to see him win another big. Of course, Wheeler makes a top 10. My God, Jordan Lee's leading the AOI, and they've had some good events this year, man. They've had some big ones caught. Of course, Smith, you're never going to see a true big one caught. I think Justin Lucas caught one giant largemouth there, 6-pounder. It's a big, big, big for Smith. But, I hate it for the fact that a lot of bass fishing eyes were on the Classic this week, and they will be. The Classic's the Classic. Now, they've got, Red Crest is coming up a couple weeks. I'm not going to be in attendance. A lot of people are making that joke to me, I guess, and asking me if I'm going, and I'm not going. And I want to explain why I'm not going. I'm not going because of whatever people think, whatever reason. I am, like I've explained, I'm just week after week after week after week after week right now traveling, and that is, honest to God, when I'm headed up to Cherokee to start practice for the next Bassmaster Opens, right in the middle of that. And TH is going to have a booth. Startron's going to have a booth. Baitwork's going to have a booth. Garmin's going to have a booth. There are a lot of vendors that are going. I'm anxious to see, how it's set up, because it's weird to think of an event that doesn't have a weigh-in when you're in bass fishing, right? So it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. Tulsa, obviously, it's a good market, and they're finally having it. They've canceled it. They tried to have one up the Mississippi River. It did not go well. That's, year one, it didn't. The vendors I know that were there, there wasn't a lot of people kicking around. Will Tulsa be busy? It's got the potential to be. It does. And, with their alternating things, they're saying they're going to have, 40 of the dudes in or however many, I'm not sure. But they're going to have guys there. So it's going to be interesting. I had a lot of fans at the Classic tell me they were going too. So I think there are people in the bass fishing world that think it's just – at death's door, and I just don't think that's the case at all. And we'll see. Red Crest will be interesting. There's, like I said, a lot of vendors are going. Now I will say, a lot of the ones I know are going are smaller booths than they had at the Classic and things like that. They are dipping their toes in the water. That is the overall consensus. That's anything when anything's new, right? Like, they're gonna check it out and see if it's a thing. But think about this, and this is what I was thinking about driving home. The Forestwood Cups were successful, okay? You had two marquee bass fishing events. Now, MLF killed it, right, because it was bigger than their championship, and they took that out, and now they're trying to build this up to that status, right? That's the feeling I get anyways. And we've had two championships in bass fishing before. So if they pull it off, if it is successful – This first go-round of it, official go-round in an arena or wherever they're doing it, convention center. Like, I mean, there's nothing – people are rabid right now. Gas is $4,000 a gallon. Things are going up. But, dude, people are building more boats than ever. They're selling more tackle than ever. Y'all know it. You can't get it if you want it. So, I think if you're sitting at home thinking that that deal is going to flop, that you're probably wrong. Because if it's a place where people can go shake the hands of fishermen they follow, they can go get a selfie, and they can go buy some damn crankbaits that are in stock, they're going to go. They're going to go. But it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see. So we'll definitely, in the next couple of weeks, be talking about that whenever it's all said and done. And see how that goes. See how that goes for them. But, yeah, it's, I do. I think that people get consumed. And I've been that guy. I've been that guy. Self-admitted. Consumed with negativity to a point that you overlook the positive things. And I can be that way about a lot of stuff. And there's a lot of things that they do that there are people that like. So I think just to cast it off like it's not going to be a good event, you're wanting that to happen at that point. So that's just me being honest. Just me being honest. It'll be interesting. But no, I will not be. I will not be at the bad crest. I won't be there. I won't be there. But I would like to see it for myself, right? I think all of this is smoke and mirrors. It's all pro bass fishing is a little bit. I mean, you don't know people's numbers. You don't know anybody's real, actual, true numbers. So it would be cool to see it with your own eyes to know what the attendance was and what. I mean, it would be. It's the same with the classics. Like, you tell me you got a record. If I'm there and it feels like a record, I'll be like, yeah, hell, there's a lot of people. And in Greenville, South Carolina, there's a lot of damn people in that building. A lot of them. Hell, there's a bunch of them walking around wearing these low budget live hats. Come on. Those will be available online. Ding. Hang on. Do I have a ding? I don't have a ding. That was like a wink ding, not a wheeler ding. I don't have a wheeler ding. What's this? Yeah. There we go. That's my ding right there. Forgot what I was going to say. Completely forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I think, you know, and look, I'll say this, like going back to the Forestwood Cup. This is what I was going to say. That's what I got in my notes here. Going back to the cup. It was in the summer. So Classic was spring. Cup was summer. They were both in the summer for a very long time, and then there was separation. You know, will it hurt BPT from a fan standpoint, people traveling there, and from a vendor exhibitor standpoint that they are doing it 2 weeks after the Classic? It could. It could. They may have to figure out some separation there. They may have to. We'll see. But like I said, people are freaking rabid right now. All y'all, you can't get enough content. You can't get, I mean, God almighty, you're watching all kinds of podcasts, right? All kinds of videos. Some better than others. But you know, people, they're hungry. They want to get out and about. So we'll see. Now, I don't think it'll have the fan following this year that the Classic does, obviously. I don't think people are going to travel from, you know, the West Coast, and they're going to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's going to be the things that you see at the Classic when you go and the people you meet from all over the country, but the potential's there for it to be a marquee event, I'm sure. Those guys aren't dummies, that's for sure. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. For sure. For sure. All right, that's it. That's my ramble for the week. We'll have a guest next week. Trying to get old Jason Christie lined up. I'm sure he's busy polishing that trophy, or as Wesley Strader says, like letting the he burns green cedar and lets it roll up all over him. That's how he knows that he's gonna where the fish are or whatever. Strader made a video. It's on his Facebook. You should go watch it. It's absolutely freaking incredible. Made me laugh. Got a lot of views, rightfully so. My old buddy, the W. All right. I'm going to take y'all out with some Biloxi Blues. I was joking about the hats, kind of. A lot of you guys bought them. Shout out to New Threads for putting these together for me. Sarah there got them to me before the Classic. We had a few. I've still got waiting on some more. Hats are hard to come by, especially these Richardsons. I wanted quality hats, and that's what we got. And I got Traveling Circus. and I got LBL hats, like $20. I'll put them on the, I think I'm going to put them on Instagram. There's a sale thing on there, and get them up somewhere else as well. I got to see how many I got left, but y'all bought a lot of them at the Classic, and it's much appreciated. It's cool seeing that LBL logo roaming around out there. Be sure to hug your mama. Always. I appreciate each and every one of you. And remember, it is very important to cull when you catch your six fish or you'll get penalized. Just remember, culling is important. All of us need to cull in life. That's for sure. All right, take you out with some Biloxi Blues. See ya.
Couldn't make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts. Well, I'm going to leave them in the past. It don't matter east or west, north, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.